takes this time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform around the world standing tall for our political and economic freedom. This holiday season, let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Their efforts abroad and our support at home keep America strong. That's from Paul and his family and the professionals at Western Stone Company, serving our listening area with quality service, reliability, and integrity. Call 303-823-6404. That's 303-823-6404. They're on the air because they care about our troops.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Alan Phillips, who is a lawyer who's dedicated himself to working full-time to try to expose what's going on as far as vaccines are concerned and the very real danger that vaccines pose, and certainly advising people as far as taking vaccines, which can be harmful to their children. So without further ado, Alan, thank you very much for being with us this morning. Why don't you tell our listeners about yourself, about your efforts, why you're concerned, and why you've dedicated your law practice to this objective and goal?
Well, good morning, Dr. Monteef. It's a real pleasure and honor to be with you today. I stumbled onto the vaccine controversy when my first son was born about 20 years ago, and I learned that a friend of a friend had a child who had been permanently disabled by a vaccine. I had never heard of that. And I started researching the issue on my own as a lay researcher. I was not an attorney at that time. And really just never looked back. I've been ongoing looking at the issue. But at one point, I was motivated by what I was finding to go back to school, and I picked law school specifically because of my concerns about the vaccine issue, the vaccine controversy, thinking that I could make more of a difference with a law degree and license. As far as I know right now, I am the only attorney in the U.S. whose practice is focused on vaccine rights issues, vaccine exemptions and waivers. I work with clients around the country and often in working with other attorneys to help them with their clients on vaccine rights issues. It covers quite a range, not just schools, which has a number of subcategories, including public schools, private schools, home schools, military schools, but also increasingly adults are being required to get vaccines for work, particularly in the healthcare field and hospitals. Vaccines are required for immigrants, which includes foreign adoptions if the parents are adopting a child from overseas, for example. Increasingly, I've been working with what I think of as vaccine custody disputes, where parents will split up or divorce and disagree about whether or not to vaccinate the kids. There's just a number of different areas in the U.S. where vaccines are required, and in each of these different areas, there are legal ways to avoid them. And so that's just sort of a quick overview. I also work with legislative activists around the country who are dealing with vaccine-related issues. There are dozens of bills pending in probably 30 or more states as we speak, concerning vaccines. It's a very active arena legislatively as well. So that's sort of the quick overview of how I got to where I am and what I do at this point.
Is there any growing awareness of the potential danger of vaccines? You know, as a physician, growing up in traditional medicine, why everybody knew that vaccines were wonderful, they were helpful, they prevented disease, and who could be, again, preventing disease. And, of course, any mention of the fact that there was a cancer virus in the original polio vaccine, and millions of people have gotten cancer because of the polio vaccine, totally blacked out. The average doctor has no concept of that. Or certainly all the diseases associated with the alteration of the immune system that comes with vaccines and the devastation that vaccines have created. Is there any growing awareness about this among the legislators? Or is it the vaccine lobby is able there more or less to manipulate legislatures to go ahead and pass, you know, more or less mandatory vaccine laws?
It's a really good question, and I think it's a complex one, and I'll give you what I understand about that, but it's for me, that's to one degree or another sort of an open, ongoing question to explore. But one, perhaps one measure of an answer is to look at collectively the bills that are pending in state legislatures around the country. Now, there's a wonderful website that is run by folks working with the National Vaccine Information Center that they call their NVIC Advocacy Portal. And the web address is nvicadvocacy.org, nvicadvocacy.org. And they track most of the, if not all, the important vaccine legislation going on. Now, I haven't looked at that closely for several weeks at this point, but the last time that I was looking at that, there were something on the order of 100 bills pending in over 30 states. And most of those bills are bills that, if they get passed, will further a pharmaceutical agenda or pro-vaccine agenda, for bills that would require additional vaccines for children in some states. Bills, there are a couple of bills that, if they get passed, will allow children to consent to vaccines, and there are already at least two states, California and North Carolina, that already have laws allowing children to consent to vaccines. I find this particularly disturbing because, in my understanding of the law, those laws blatantly violate the U.S. Constitution. The Supreme Court has issued a number of rulings over the last century that have well established the parental rights and parental responsibility for raising our children. And there was a 1979, I believe, U.S. Supreme Court case where the court stated outright that children, not even adolescents, can make healthcare decisions for themselves, that parents can and must make those decisions. And so I feel like states are just thumbing their nose at the Constitution when they pass a law allowing children to consent to vaccines. Other bills, if they get passed, would allow pharmacists to administer vaccines, which they can already do in some states. New categories of adults will be required by state law to get vaccines. Most of the flu vaccines that hospitals require, for example, now increasingly around the country, most of that is hospital policy, but there are states that are passing laws mandating. So a lot going on.
Our guest is Alan Phillips, and he is a lawyer dealing with vaccine issues. If you have a question or comment, I'm at 877-254-7544.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com It's the Green Herbs policy to give you small town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to the Green Herbs Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. And no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, basically the issue of vaccines is so extensive. The first question you want to ask is, if vaccines are really safe and effective, then why have they passed legislation that you can't sue a vaccine company for negligence or for creating a vaccine that does irreparable harm to your child and destroys their life? Why can't you sue a vaccine manufacturer? Why can't they be held responsible for the fact that they produced a vaccine that does damage to children or to anyone else? And Alan, how would you address that issue? I mean, basically, why, suddenly, if vaccines are safe and effective, is there legislation that the vaccine companies aren't responsible for what they do? And how extensive is that legislation?
Well, my view at this point is a rather cynical one. I think it's a symptom of a larger aspect of our society over recent decades that might be, in sort of a generalized way, summarized as a corporate takeover of America, if not most of the rest of the world as well. But I think the rationale for the passage back in the mid-1980s of laws that created, for example, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. Because in the early 80s, the vaccine manufacturers were pulling out of the industry because the lawsuits that were being filed because of the harm caused by the vaccines was creating a situation where it was not cost-effective for the pharmaceutical companies to stay in the vaccine manufacturing business. And under a pretense, and we could debate how true or false, but regardless, under a pretense that vaccines are necessary in our society, laws were passed essentially freeing the pharmaceutical industry from liability and the medical doctors and others who administer them as well. And this has led, though, to an interesting and, in some respects, I think, disturbing situation, because presently, the federal government spends billions of dollars a year subsidizing vaccine research and development. And then the federal and state governments mandate vaccines in their respective jurisdictions. They purchase the vaccines, and then primarily the federal, but some state governments as well, that compensate for the death and injury. And so there's very, very little cost in any of this for the vaccine manufacturers, but enormous profit. The international vaccine industry has been projected as and is expected to have a growth rate in double digits, in the 10 to 12% range over the next several years. And the last figure I saw, probably somewhere late last year, was that there are over 270 new vaccines either already waiting for FDA approval or in clinical trials, the last stages before going to the FDA for approval. I mean, there are literally hundreds of vaccines in the pipeline. And from a pure, cold, calculating financial point of view, why wouldn't there be? Because the way the laws have been set up is this wide open door. People are legally required to get your products. You have no liability. If anybody gets hurt or killed, the government will take care of that for you. It's a financial dream from the purely cold calculating financial analytical perspective. And so it's no wonder that we have to one degree or another anyway, the set of conditions that we have currently, given the way this has been set up. Not by accident, of course, I would assert. I think this is something that has been, you know, actively developed and sought after by the industry in order to maximize their profits, and that's what industries are supposed to do in a capitalistic society. But I think we have gone too far in this particular arena, because what has happened is that the serious downside of vaccines, the injury and death caused by vaccines, has been downplayed, suppressed, covered up, ignored, to the extent that the decisions made with regard to the manufacture and distribution and administering of vaccines is not, these are not decisions that are made factoring in all the different aspects here. You know, they're sort of shutting out the downside and it, with respect to who makes decisions and how. And with respect to the state legislature legislators, I think they are hearing far more from the pharmaceutical lobbyists than they are from the general public or people who have concerns about the downside. So I think the policy and law is skewed in that respect. It favors industry profits without fully recognizing and acknowledging the downside.
And the great tragedy, I believe, are organized medicine. Organized medicine is the for sale. They will sell their products. They will sell their influence to the legislature. And, of course, they are rewarded by the vaccine industry. I have no question. Having been part of organized medicine, one of the leaders of organized medicine in California for over a decade, that the bureaucracy of organized medicine is totally, totally corrupt and is responsible for tremendous suffering and disease and injury to the public. And that is a great tragedy, but nobody wants to talk about how legislators listen to organized medicine, thinking they represent the physicians, good science, and they don't. They're for sale. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the vaccines. How about the flu vaccine? There's a tremendous effort today to get everybody to take flu vaccines. They're being offered, you know, pharmacists are even giving them in some states. You get the flu vaccine shots from the pharmacist, and really everybody should be getting a flu vaccine. After all, it's flu season. You don't want to come down with flu vaccine. What about the effectiveness of the flu vaccine? What about the potential danger of flu vaccine? What do we know? Are there any potential dangers from the massive numbers of people taking flu shots?
Well, this isn't, to me, the flu shot is the least well-supported vaccine in terms of my understanding of the medical literature and other mainstream medical sources, and I've got a long list here. I won't try to go through all of it, but all vaccines, when they are administered in large numbers, will have injuries and death caused by them. I had a client last fall who was a medical doctor who said he had four patients that had developed Guillain-Barré syndrome, a potentially debilitating, paralyzing condition. Four patients that developed Guillain-Barré syndrome from the flu shot, and three of them died. And it's no wonder that he was on the phone with me saying, how do I legally avoid this? The hospital he works at or for was requiring it. I speak with healthcare workers all over the country. I've worked with probably a couple of hundred of them over the last three or so years around the country, and I hear over and over and over again from healthcare workers that they, amongst themselves and their peers, it's the ones who get the flu shot every year who are taking time off in the winter because they get sick, and often hear stories like, I never get the flu shot, I haven't had it in 30 years or 20 years, and I never get the flu, or I've only had the flu once, those kinds of stories. Now, this is anecdotal, of course, but there's some research that backs this up as well. There was a study recently looking at children, I think, in the, like, 6 to 15-year age range, and they found that children that got the flu vaccine had between 3 and 4 times the rate of upper respiratory illness compared to the non-vaccinated kids. And that certainly suggests very strongly that if you get a flu shot, you're going to be more sick than if you don't. And maybe not with the specific influenza virus that the vaccines are designed to protect you against. But there are, I've heard different figures from different people, one of them from the Cochrane Collaboration. They said there's over 200 viruses that can cause flu-like symptoms. And, of course, the flu vaccines address influenza, which is perhaps 3 or 4 different strains amongst dozens, if not hundreds, of potential illness-causing viruses that can create flu-like symptoms. So when you ask, does the flu vaccine give you the flu? Well, maybe not the flu regarding the influenza strains that are in the vaccine, but maybe it has some kind of, apparently, according to this study, some sort of immunosuppressive effect or some effect that predisposes you to contract other kinds of flu or flu-like illnesses. So, and what goes on again, and I agree with you, I was using softer language, but I find in my review of the vaccine issue generally, and in with flu vaccine in particular, what appears to be a lot of corruption going on in with respect to the decision-making. New York City just recently mandated flu shots for all children 6 months to 5 years old in any city-regulated daycare or preschool. And I just find that horrific with respect to the study I just talked about. They're making these children more sick than they would be. And is this something they're doing out of ignorance because they're not aware of that research, or is it something they're doing to create illness so you've got even more business there for doctors and more purchasers of pharmaceutical products? I don't have an answer for that question, but I think it's a question we should be concerned about.
I agree with you, and I think it's so vitally important that people understand that this is all about profit for the vaccine companies. If you look at the cost-benefit ratio of the vaccination for flu, why it isn't there? And there are studies that show a study not only that you get increased flu and flu symptoms, but also the Guillain-Barré disease, but the autoimmune disease, the alteration of the structure of your immune system. Would you like to talk certainly about the autoimmune diseases, the whole concept that basically you alter the physiology of the body, the way it responds to disease through vaccination, and this can create permanent problems, the medical problems, and other diseases besides Guillain-Barré disease, can it?
Well, this is part of the inherent complexity, I think, of the whole vaccine controversy, that there appears to be a very wide range of both immunological and neurological conditions that can be caused or of which vaccines can be at least a cofactor, a contributing factor to the development of, and anything from anaphylactic shock immediately after a vaccine to, as you were referring to a bit ago, cancers connected with the SV40 virus that was known to be a contaminant in some of the early polio vaccines, for example, and decades later being that virus being cultured in some human cancers and suggesting a possible link to these early polio vaccines. So it's just really, really broad, the potential effects. And, of course, the further out in time you get away from the administering of a vaccine, the harder it is to make a connection directly to the vaccine as a cause or contributing cause. So it's difficult. When people go to the vaccine injury compensation program, the federal program that compensates some people for vaccine injury or families of children who are sometimes killed by vaccines, they have a statute of limitations on that for vaccine injury. You've got 3 years. I think one of the reasons that statutes of limitation exist generally in the law, but also with respect to, say, this example specifically, is that the further out in time you get, the harder it really is to have any clear scientific connection or clear evidence making a connection. It's problematic in this arena because a lot of people just don't know about the compensation program. I've had people call me.
Hold that thought, Alan. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. If you have a question, give us a call.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Ladies, are you wanting a deeper connection between your relationship with God and your health? More control over managing your own health? To keep you and your family healthy naturally and economically? More vibrant energy for the things that are important to you? Join me, Master Herbalist and Nutritional Consultant Julie Formby, for a walk through the ancient scriptures on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m. here on KHNC. Each show is based on my seminar series called Back to Biblical Health for Women. And together, we will explore a variety of health topics from a holistic and biblical perspective, all targeted specifically toward women and restoring your new vitality. As my free gift to you, I would like to offer a taste of what Back to Biblical Health for Women is all about. Download a free introductory copy of my ebook at www.yournewvitality.com/radio. That's www.yournewvitality.com/radio. And don't forget to join me on the third Wednesday of each month from 1 to 2 p.m.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Jensen Arms says if you only have one life to live, why not get the most out of it? There's no need to make yourself sick, dependent, and useless. Yet so many do this to themselves each day by using drugs. Let's give life a chance. Drugs are never the answer. And this message is sponsored by Jensen Arms. They're working proudly with KHNC radio station to bring you this important message. That's Jensen Arms saying, keep your radio tuned right here. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Alan Phillips. And before we go on, Alan, before you continue with that thought, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you through your website and your telephone. Hey, if they have a question as far as vaccination is concerned, or if they are being forced to actually have either take vaccines themselves or have their children vaccinated. How can people get in touch with you? And then we do have a caller.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. My website is vaccinerights.com, vaccinerights.com, and all of my contact information is there. But if folks don't have access to the Internet, they can call me at area code 828-575-2622, 828-575-2622. And I do work with clients and attorneys around the country. So folks are welcome to call me from anywhere. I'm in Asheville, North Carolina, but work with folks around the country. And I'm sorry, what was the other part of your question there?
No, basically we do have a caller. Let's
okay.
Oh, who's calling?
Dr. Stan, this is Maureen. And I would like to say I am almost crying. I am so thankful to you for giving the time to your guests to expose this problem because it is horrendous. I just cannot thank you enough for making this information and this guest available to your listeners.
Well, thank you so very much, Maureen. I appreciate your words of encouragement. Did you have any question or comment other than that? Thank you so very much for calling, and we appreciate your words of encouragement.
That was certainly nice. You know, there's not everyone is supportive of the work that you and I do on this issue, Dr. Stan, so it's always wonderful when people lend their support. You know, you mentioned earlier, did I think awareness was growing? And you wouldn't necessarily think so looking at the legislation, but I have seen in recent, very recent years, polls showing that over half of parents in the U.S. who are polled have concerns about vaccines. Now, not all of them are translating that into exercising exemptions for their children. The national exemption rate, according to CDC website, appears on average to be under 2% in terms of students in school, although individual states often claim much higher non-vaccination rates than that. But I do believe there is growing awareness. More and more people are starting to ask questions. Sadly, more and more people are seeing problems in their lives or in their families or in their neighbors' families when children and adults have sometimes very serious reactions to vaccines. And so I hope that more of us can learn from others' mistakes as opposed to our, as a society, having to endure just more and more injuries and deaths from vaccines before we have the collective will and focus to demand from our state legislators in particular, but also federal legislators, that they pass laws giving us the right to make informed choices. I have a personal opinion about choices, but my professional position is not that any particular choice is the right or wrong one, but rather that we all need to have the right to make our own informed choice, and we need to have access to complete information. And I think the issue could sort itself out to a very large degree over time if we're allowed the freedom to make those kinds of choices. And I think we would see a wide range of choices, and maybe that's not a bad thing.
Well, I think we have another caller. Who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Susie from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Susie.
I'm calling about a friend of mine who works for a utility company up here in Fort Collins, and he was practically forced to get a flu shot. He works outside, doesn't work with anybody. He's installed these smart meters in the county. And they cornered him when he refused and practically threatened him with his job if he did not take this flu shot. Anyway, he held out. But I'm wondering, are there incentives through the insurance company, you know, for these companies that mandate that their employees get a flu shot? I mean, like I said, he works outside, doesn't work with anybody else. He's not in a hospital, not in a, you know, daycare or anything like that. And they practically forced this guy. He was the only one who held out in the whole company that he works for. So if he could address that, I'll take my answer off the air. I mean, what do you do to stand up to these folks? Thank
all
you.
Right. First of all, it sounds like a two-part question, Alan. Number one, why would a company want to mandate that their employees take a flu shot when they're certainly not working in close proximity? And then what can you do if your employer says, well, you're going to have this flu shot because we say you're going to have it.
Boy, it's really interesting because mostly so far what I've seen in my practice is hospitals mandating flu shots for their employees, and they will say we're doing this to protect the patients primarily and coworkers and so forth. I have the first time I've heard about this in a utility, although the Department of Health and Human Services, the federal department, has an explicit goal to not only to vaccinate 90% of all the healthcare workers in the country, but 80 or 90% of all adults in the U.S. population as a whole. So there is an agenda here that is playing out, will continue to play out unless and until there is some sort of organized opposition to stop it. I don't have a specific answer to the are there financial incentives, but I have a very strong suspicion. I had an interesting conversation with a healthcare employee probably last fall sometime who was a high-level administrator in a hospital and had occasion to talk with somebody who was a high-level employee in an insurance company, and the insurance company person was telling the hospital administrator, we can't get doctors to push vaccines unless we pay the doctors to do it. And there was certainly a very strong suggestion there that one of the ways that the pharmaceutical industry maximizes its profits in with respect to the sale of vaccines is that they provide financial incentives where they can and where necessary in order to achieve that goal. Specifically in the hospital arena, this is being tied to hospital accreditation, that hospitals are going to be having to get a certain immunization rate to get or keep their accreditation. It's been tied to Medicare and Medicaid. They've got to get 90% of their employees vaccinated with flu shots, or they're going to be at risk of losing up to 2% of their Medicaid-Medicare reimbursement. So I know more about what's going on in the hospital arena than in other industries. So I don't have a specific answer, but a strong suspicion. Why else would somebody be pressuring a guy who works outside and away from people to get a shot if there wasn't some financial incentive or some other incentive involved?
Well, our telephone number is 877-254-7524.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
Union Colony Insurance and Greedy takes the time to welcome our troops home. Remember when you see them to thank the men and women in our military service for their dedication, selflessness, and courage. And continue to pray for the safety of those still serving overseas. May God bless our troops and may God bless America. This message of appreciation from Union Colony Insurance at 1218 8th Avenue in Greeley. Call 352-9500 for all your insurance needs from A to Z. Union Colony. Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain reminds us that crystal meth is a problem that affects the entire family. It ruins lives, breaks hearts and homes, and destroys childhood dreams. Parents, make a resolution this year to talk to your kids about drug abuse. It may be the most important decision you make. And that important reminder is brought to you by John Tyler and the family and staff at Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain at 13027 County Road in Fort Lupton. For more information, call 303-857-4171. Hydro Resources Rocky Mountain.
Thank you.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, I guess. And we're talking about vaccination, this whole idea of required vaccines. And basically, we've changed the whole outlook on disease with vaccination in America. And now we have more and more people developing cancer. 100 years ago, cancer was maybe 3 to 4 people per 100 died of cancer. Today, 1 in every 38 women and 1 in every 44 men are going to get cancer, and many of them are going to die of those cancers. Oh, we have an epidemic of cancer today. We didn't have that 100 years ago. We see autoimmune disease. We see all sorts of chronic disabilities related to the immune system, myriads of diseases, and nobody can figure why the immune system of people isn't working properly. And I would attribute at least part of this certainly to the use, widespread use of vaccines, which alters the immune system. And you seldom hear about the children who die from vaccines. You seldom hear about the children who are permanently crippled, or people who are permanently crippled with Guillain-Barré disease, which causes a polio-like weakness of the body, and certainly many times people are permanently crippled by this as a direct result of the vaccination. Oh, we have another caller. Who's calling in?
Am I on?
You are on.
I am on. Okay. This is Elizabeth. Are you aware that last week two representatives in our Colorado legislature put in a bill to reduce the amount of exemptions you can get for vaccine? They want to make it as close to exemption-free so that more people will be vaccinated. And if the educational possibilities that they have lined up for the parents to see don't increase vaccinations, they use this phrase of, we'll have to take stronger measures. Were you aware that went in last week on Thursday?
No, I'm really not. And I think it's tragic, and I think you need to get the information out of the potential danger for vaccines and simply ask the question, look, if vaccines are safe and effective, why can't this do a vaccine company? If somebody dies or has permanent certainly damage from a vaccine, you need to keep asking that question over and over and over again. Alan, how would you respond to our caller?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more, first of all, that while it's a multifaceted issue and very complex on many different levels and aspects, there are some parts of it that are very simple and clear and powerful. The federal government pays out $100 million a year for vaccine injury and death, and even the CDC and FDA have admitted that as much as 90 to 99% of the serious adverse events never even get reported. So, first of all, we really have no data on the true extent, the full extent of vaccine injury and death. We really don't know what it is. And so nobody can honestly or correctly tell you there's a net benefit, which is what we hear over and over again. Yes, there's the occasional unfortunate, mishap with vaccines, but look at all the millions of people whose lives are saved. Clearly, there's a net benefit. Clearly, there's no data from which to make that calculation. It's, we don't even require 18-year-olds to risk their life by joining the service in this country, yet we require newborn infants to risk their life getting a hepatitis B vaccine to prevent a disease that they're at no risk of even acquiring at that age, unless the mother has hepatitis B. And, of course, you can test for that in advance of the birth and take whatever steps or precautions you need to take. But to just generally require children to risk their lives, it just seems totally disproportionate to the issue being addressed by vaccines.
So if I go to fight this in the legislature, do you have material that I can request from your place?
Send me an email, and I would be glad to work with you to provide some concise bullet point information that you need to have something that's concise and in sound bites so that they can actually digest it in a quick amount of time. And whenever possible, I think it's important to meet face-to-face because you'll disappear in the pile on the desk, so to speak, if you just email or write them. At least that's my experience with legislators. So you really need to schedule an appointment and sit down face-to-face. But you might only need 5 or 10 minutes to make some important points, and I'd be glad to help you with that. The West Coast states, California, Oregon, and Washington State, have all recently revised their exemption laws to make it harder to get exemptions. And in my humble but adamant opinion, the new laws violate the Constitution. And states are passing laws that violate the Constitution because it turns out a law is not officially unconstitutional unless a court says so. So legislatures can pass any law they get the votes for, despite their oath to uphold state and federal constitutions. That oath means nothing when it comes to political wins. So these are serious issues that have to be addressed. But I think, again, that there are a small number of really key points that can be driven home fairly easily in the sort of soundbite bullet point sense, which is really what it takes. You're going to have something that people can wrap their mind around real quickly and carry with them, so to speak, without giving them a stack of medical studies. Now, if you got somebody who wants to see the studies, let's get them the study. But these people are very busy. They have people calling for their attention from a plethora of different issues. And if we want to get their attention on this issue, we've got to hit them with some powerful, concise bullet point facts. And
can I get your email?
Yes, attorney@vaccinerights.com. attorney@vaccinerights.com.
Okay.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much for calling, and we're just about out of time, Ellen. I appreciate your being with us. I appreciate what you're doing, and we'll be talking to you. I think we have you scheduled again either this week or next week. But I think it's vitally important that people understand that America is under attack today. My view on vaccines is that some of the things that happened are amazing, and they've done good. But in the long run, we've done far more harm than good. So visit this benefit ratio and look at the risk, ladies and gentlemen. Look at the risk. God bless you, Alan. Thanks very much. And we'll be talking to you real soon.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. Tri Property Management in Greeley reminds us, in the last year, 52% of students have hit, bullied, or taunted fellow classmates. These children believe it's okay to hit or threaten a person who angers them. Bullying is like torture to some kids. Let's stop the hatred. This message is from Tri Property Management in Greeley. For a full range of homes or apartments for rent, call 970-352-1025 or visit triplacestolive.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, I want to preface what I have to say by saying that I think the vaccines have done some wonderful good things. I think doing away with smallpox is one of the great accomplishments of medicine. I think doing away with polio is wonderful, except that there was a cancer virus in the original polio vaccine that has killed millions of people. That's the SV40, a cancer virus. And they'll do everything they can to cover up the fact that this cancer virus infects tens of millions of Americans today and passed from mothers to their children, generation to generation. We've introduced a cancer virus into our population, and it's constantly covered up because doctors, at least people, are afraid. Why, if people realize the damage that vaccines have done, why they wouldn't understand the good. And isn't it wonderful we've done away with polio? And it is wonderful we've done away with polio. And so when I practiced medicine in Africa, why, we always had somebody around with tetanus. In all the years I practiced medicine in California, I never saw a case of tetanus. I think there's a definitely good place for the tetanus toxoid, diphtheria toxoid. I think these were great advantages. It is simply that they've expanded this, and they've given vaccines for all sorts of things that are totally unnecessary. Childhood diseases that did no damage at all, we give vaccines for, and totally unnecessary. But in the process, of course, we have altered the immune system. We've brought diseases to people, autoimmune diseases and paralyzing diseases, and all sorts of disability and chronic disability as a direct result of the massive vaccination. There's a place for vaccines, but you have to know where they are, and we have to be certain they're right. And we're dealing with actually evil people who sometimes put things in the vaccines that do harm. Most vaccines have both mercury and aluminum in them. They're primarily to harm you because there is a population control agenda. We have a 4-CD set on vaccines. You need to get it, listen to it. We have a 4-CD set on population control. You need to get it and listen to it. You need to get Dr. Blaylock's book, Health and Nutrition Secrets that Can Save Your Life, and read the section on vaccine. You need to be well-informed to protect yourself and your family. And certainly, most of the new vaccines do not take. Do not take. Because you're going to alter your immune system, and you may well be one of those people who will come down with one of the myriad of autoimmune diseases or paralyzing diseases, or the mercury or the aluminum or the other things in the vaccines are going to do irreparable harm. My telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand there really are evil and wicked people out there who want to kill off the majority of the people in the world. You need to go to my website, radioliberty.com, and read about the Georgia Guidestones. Read about the Georgia Guidestones put up by a secret society that wants to kill off 90% of the population of the world. Go there, read about it, and then go to Elberton, Georgia, and see the Guidestones and say, why don't we ever hear about this on television? Because the media is controlled, ladies and gentlemen, and you and your family are in the front lines of this battle. The 4-CD set on vaccines, the 4-CD set on population control, the book, Health and Nutrition Secrets to Save Your Life, and my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for me.